welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Very good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, live life, don't let life live you. Live life and don't let life live you. If I would ask you today, what type of person are you? Are you the one who takes initiative and make things happen? Or one who blows with the wind, allowing the circumstances of life to direct your course? So many of us today allow circumstances of life to direct us. So many of us today allow situations of life to direct our paths. Come on, somebody. We just say we're living. We just don't know where we want to go in life. But you know, there's only one requirement that God has of you, and that is to live your life. Just live your life and live it to the fullest. Now, do you live life or do you let life live you? We can find plenty of self-help authors writing about the value of being proactive and positive in our lives. Are you a positive person or are you a negative person? And I wonder if this is biblical. But there is one thing that God does, and He has given us a free will, and that is act, to act and not to be acted upon. I wonder today, what are you acting? What are you doing? Are you acting? Are you the person who's out there acting? Are you being acted upon? We can choose to accept life and liberty through the gospel of Jesus Christ, or we can choose death and captivity outside of God's grace, typified by the life of sin. You know, God says today, choose whom you may serve. Choose life or choose death. Choose life or choose death. But there is one requirement that God has called us to do, and that is to live life. Live your life. Stop living for everybody else. Stop carrying the burdens of the world. Stop being brainwashed by mainstream television. Come on, somebody, and just to live your life. If there's only one requirement out there, and that is to live your life. Just live your life. That's all you need to do, is to live your life. And to live it to the fullest. Live your life and live it to the fullest. Come on, somebody. We can choose life or we can choose death. But what about in the everyday things? Not only the decisions and the choices we make and the paths that we take, but the way in which we make and take them. Let's consider the following. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which has no understanding, which must be harnessed with bits and bridles, else they will not come near you. Psalms 32:9. Are we like horses today? Are we being bridled by society? Are we being bridled by our teachers, bridled by our preachers today? I don't know about you today, but are we acting like animals? Are people riding us? Are we being acted upon? Or are we the ones that should be acting? You should be acting. You should be living your life and not letting life live you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. A sound mind. The Bible teaches us not to be like animals. Not to be like animals, which are led around by the nose. But that we should have understanding and direct ourselves. We should have understanding and direct ourselves, being bridled by the circumstances of life. You may allow others to decide your course, thus forfeiting your God-given freedom. Yes. Are you allowing other people in your life to dictate the course of your own life? Be whom God has called you to be. There's only one requirement of life, and that is to live your life. And live it for Jesus Christ. Live your life. Go out. Have a good time. Go out. Be free. Come on, somebody. God has given you freedom. Liberty to love yourself, to be yourself, and to live your life. To love yourself, and to be yourself, and to live your life. But the truth of the matter is this. You're letting other people live your life. You're being bridled by your employer. You're being bridled by your finances. You're being bridled by your relationships. You're being bridled by your church. The church is just trying to control you. The church just wants to control you. Instead, God has given you liberty. Come on, somebody. Don't forfeit your God-given freedoms. Yes, it is wise to take counsel from the wise. Of course, we should be directed by the Holy Spirit. And this should not be a passive act, but rather proactively engaging God and pursuing our heart's desires. And furthermore, God has given us the power to act for ourselves without fear. So we can and we should take initiative and direct our lives proactively. We must do this in faith. In James 4:13-15, it says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to go to such and such a city, or we're going to spend a year there, we're going to buy and sell, or we're going to make a profit, whereas you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we shall live and do this and that." Live life and don't let life live you. Live your life today and don't let life live you. Take control of your own life. Don't let others take control of you. Come on, somebody. God has given you liberty to worship Him, and today you must decide. Are you going to choose life or choose death? And I hope today that you realize the only requirement that you have, and that is to live your life. God never said, not God never created you to worry about what you're going to do in the future. God never created you to worry about what your employer is going to say. God never created you to worry about what the world is going to do tomorrow. God has never created you. Come on, somebody. But God has created you only to live your life and to live it in the fullest. Come on, somebody. God has never created you to carry the burdens of every person out there. God never called you. The only requirement that He has stamped on you, and that is to live your life, to be who you are, to love yourself, to live your life in the fullness. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? We need to live our lives, and we need to let people stop burdening you. The truth of the matter is today, your finances are burdening you. Your job is burdening you. The money that you have is burdening you. If you don't have money, it's still burdening you. What you watch on TV is burdening you. Come on, somebody. When you drive down the road, other cars are burdening you. You're being burdened. You're being weighed down. You're being troubled by everything you see. Come on, somebody. You're worried about what John is doing. You're worried about what Jill is doing. You're worried about everybody and what they're doing. And God said, all you're required to do is just to live your life. That is all you're ever required to do, and that is to live your life. Just live it to the fullest. Live your life to the fullest. God has required you to live your life. You know, John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it in fullness." You know, who the thief is? The thief is the preacher. The thief is the priest. He's the one that gets all the benefits of the church. He's the one that gets all the applause of men. He's the one that gets the money from people who tithe. He's the one, the preacher and the teacher, the priest, they're the ones that get all the benefit of the church, but at the same time, the gospel of Jesus is such a simple message that God says, the only requirement I have for you is to live your life. But the truth of the matter is, come on somebody, the truth of the matter is that the priest, the pastor, the preacher, come on somebody, they want to put a bridle on you, today's churches. They want to bridle you. They want to hold you down. They want you to submit underneath their power. I'm here to tell you, you need to be careful who you submit underneath. You need to be careful who you submit underneath, because God has told us that we need to live our life. We need to live in freedom. You need to walk. You need to love Jesus and be free. Don't be bound down by religion anymore. Don't be bound down by your society anymore. Don't be bound down by anything, but live your life to the fullness. Can I get an amen today? And I believe God is calling us to live our lives. Just to live your life. Live it to the fullest. Come on, somebody. John 10:10 says, "The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy." Who is the thief? The thief can be many agencies. Many government agencies out there have come to destroy you. Many agencies out there have come to destroy you. Believe it or not, they just want your money. They just want to devour you. But God says the only thing I've required of you is just to live your life. Just live your life. Live your life and don't let life live you. You know, God wants us to have life more abundantly. You know, they that might have abundance, meaning either of life or of all the necessary good things. Greater felicity than ever was enjoyed under any period of the Mosaic dispensation. And it is certain that Christians have enjoyed greater blessings and privileges than were ever possessed by the Jews, or even in the promised lands. If then it signifies more abundant life, that is eternal life, or spiritual blessings, much greater than ever yet been communicated to man, preparing a glorious immortality. Jesus is come that men may have abundance, abundance of grace, peace, love, life, and salvation. Blessed to Jesus. That God has given us abundance. He wants to give us abundance of life. He wants to bless us. He wants to do great and mighty things for us. Come on, somebody. God wants to bless you. God wants to do great and mighty things for you. Come on, can I get an amen today? God is going to do great and mighty things for you today. God says, just live your life and don't let life live you. Just live your life and don't be burdened. Just live your life and don't be heavy. Don't be weighed down. Don't be troubled. You know, you were never called to carry somebody else's burdens. You know, in Numbers 11:14 it says, "I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me." I cannot carry the burdens all by myself. The burdens are way too heavy for me. God has never required you to carry the burdens of everybody else. Ecclesiastes 1:13 says, "I devote myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven." And what a heavy burden God has laid on me. It's a burden. God has never called you to carry everybody else's burdens. Matthew 11:30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When we seek Jesus, He says, "My burdens are light. I have never called you. I have called you to live your life. I have called you to live your life. I have called you to live your life. Live your life and don't let life live you." Acts 15:28 says, "It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements." Jesus wants you to live your life and not be burdened. He wants to send the Holy Spirit on you to live your life and not be burdened. If you're being burdened down by the church activities, if you're being burdened down by your work activities, by your family activities, if you are just carrying everybody else's burdens and your whole mission in life is to please everybody, then I'm here to tell you life is living you and life is dictating your circumstances. But if you're here today and you want to just live your life, you want to be proactive, come on somebody, and use your God-given liberty than to take action and follow Jesus. Take action right now and follow Jesus. God has called you to live your life and not let life live you. God says life is a vapor. Life is very short. Don't be afraid to take a risk. Don't be afraid to get on an airplane. Don't be afraid to go camping once in a while, to do some traveling, because we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow. God has never promised us tomorrow. The Bible is very clear and says, some of you are saying, "Tomorrow I'm going to do these things." But we should say, if it's the Lord's will, if it's the Lord's will, tomorrow we'll be doing these things. So live your life to the fullest. Live your life. Have fun. Go out. Drive a little bit fast. Oh, come on, somebody. Go fishing. Go swimming. Climb the highest mountain. Live your life. Go ahead and write a book. Go say hi to somebody you don't know. Come on, somebody. Live life. Go ahead. Stop living in a box, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. Don't let people burden you. Don't let people bring you down. Don't let people weigh you down. Come on, somebody. Just like that axe head floated in 2 Kings chapter 4, God says, I'm here to make the burdens flow off you. Oh my gosh, live life and don't let life live you. Live life and don't let life live you.
From the